JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I tell you what, though, guys. That was a hell of a race today. Shake and bake in full effect.
It's always been like that. Me and Ricky, since we're little kids, man.
Yeah.
We go together like Chinese food and chocolate pudding, let's face it.
Yeah, but Cal, those are two things that don't really go together, though.
And we go together like cocaine and waffles.
No, like, for instance, if I say peanut butter and...
Ladies.
Yeah.
Right?
No, jelly.
Am I right?
Jelly.
You like to put jelly on a lady?
Tell you what, I'm going to settle this thing. Let's just get ourselves a whole mess of cocktails. Get drunk and work this thing
work
out.
Work this thing out.
Yeah. Right.
They poke the bear. Don and Mike.
Well,
hi, everybody.
Welcome.
Welcome back. Hello there. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, out here in Sacramento, there's a Simpsons movie display, too. It's actually the whole family sitting on the couch, almost like on the opening of the show. But because it is Sacramento, Homer's right arm is missing. And I took a picture with it, and it's huge. It's almost about the same size as the...
you mean like somebody stole Homer's arm?
It could have, you know, I don't think somebody stole it. Maybe some kids were just messing with it because, you know, kids out here, they're not being taught. Somebody must have broken it off.
Kids in Sacramento.
That was a Dennis Murphy answer. You notice that? I said, like, somebody stole it. He said, no.
No, no, yes.
Kids, no, it's kids behaving badly. So how does that answer work?
It doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah.
Kids in Sacramento, Mike, unfortunately, are not being taught not to steal Homer Simpson's arms from the Simpsons movie display.
So by saying no and then saying kids aren't being taught, he corroborated the fact that Homer's arm was ripped off in San Francisco.
And
in Sacramento, I should say.
And it's not made out of cardboard. This thing is made out of, like, it's a fiberglass. This thing is, like, rock hard.
As we've said before, it's a space-age polymer.
That, too.
I only pray that arm is not being used for some kind of decadent love.
I bet that arm will surface on the internet soon.
It's Sacramento. It's probably out in somebody's front lawn.
Sodomy, thy name is Homer Simpson's super polymer arm.
Homer's fist.
I'd have to consult with Buzz, but I think if you drill a hole, you could use that arm to smoke meth.
Well, you've been smoking meth, haven't you?
Oh, I'm not on meth anymore.
Oh, you're back on the heroin?
Yeah, back on that Chinese black tar cheese heroin.
Hello,
God,
Don and
I am ripped.
Mike Show, hello.
Hello there.
Hello there.
I'm having trouble hearing your radio program today. I pulled out my big giant antenna this weekend and tried to tune in Super TV at 3 o'clock, and I'm not getting anything.
You're not getting our signal on the Super TV?
No.
Well, I've heard that we tested it at the beginning of the show.
Is there a signal problem?
What city are you calling from?
From Washington, D.C.
Channel 37.
Channel 37.
Yeah, on Friday it was channel 40, and today it's 37.
It's going to skip around.
It's like the stock market. The number of our channel will go up one day and down the next.
Make sure, and then, of course, channel 37 right at 7 o'clock switches to all porn.
Scrambled porn.
Scrambled porn.
Right after the show.
Which we agreed on Friday's show is better than regular porn.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Better than porn, sunny side up.
It's porn you have to work for
That's
a little
right.
bit.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Scrambled porn. I would like some scrambled porn with bacon bits, please.
I like the guy that was watching and said it was a doorknob.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
A guy on a rascal.
And the phone is between him and the rascal, I think.
Hello?
I agree.
Do you need your bottom, buddy?
The bottom, buddy.
You know those big, gigantic tongs?
Right. For the men of larger carriage.
The jaws of life.
And that's such a nice way to put it.
Forget it. Let's go to Matt the intern at the Baltimore Gay Pride Parade just this past weekend in Charm City, USA. Here's Matt's intro, and it says he has a bit of shock jockery involved.
Really?
Matt the Pollock.
This is Matt the Poll here in Baltimore, Maryland at the Gay Pride Parade. Well, let's go find some fags.
Oh, now, Matt.
Now. But see, at the Gay Pride Parade, that's acceptable.
All right, here's the one.
Or is it? That's right.
Here's where they discuss the Boinger scale.
This is new. I'm looking forward to hearing this.
I guess that would be like a boing.
Doable scale?
Boner scale? Is
yeah,
that
I would
it is?
Say so. Yeah.
Sounds like
Hi, do you gentlemen mind if I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio?
Sure. Go ahead.
Excellent. Happy Pride.
Likewise.
Yeah. Oh, and if we've not mentioned, Matt is wearing a beautiful dress while he's doing these interviews.
What color would you say that dress? It's tough to. Is it kind of a burnt orange?
Merlot, I would say.
Merlot.
It's Merlot.
Very good, with spaghetti straps.
Merlot.
Right.
Merlot.
He's wearing the color of Merlot. It's Merlot and a little cinnamon.
Yeah.
And thank you, Buzz, with spaghetti straps. And his big, hairy back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Back to you.
Is this your first gay pride parade?
In Baltimore, yes.
Baltimore, and where are you from?
D.C.
D.C., did you go to the one last week?
Yep.
How gay are you?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
10.5.
10.5, yeah.
10.5. Do you like my pretty dress?
I do. I love it. Who's your designer?
Yanni Norman.
Yanni Norman.
Hey.
Looks good.
Gotta have one just like it. Like, did they have it in
maybe, yeah, you know, maybe we'll auction this one off after Pride Zone.
Maybe a mini dress?
What's the gayest thing in your wardrobe?
Having the time of his life, isn't he? He really is having a spectacular time.
Hey, Matthew, would you come in here for a second?
Please.
Auctioning off the dress already.
Matthew P. Pollock.
Here he comes.
Hi, Matthew.
How's it going, guys?
Wow, you got a lot of enthusiasm when you go to cover a gay event.
You did a great job. I like some of the ad-libbing there. It's very, very good. I like Yanni Norman. Was that a completely spontaneous comeback there?
I was mulling it over for a
little
while.
Oh, you gave a little thought beforehand? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You seem
very comfortable being very close to large numbers of gay men.
I don't know how to respond to that one.
Well, no, there's no real need to respond. You could just simply say, yes, Don, I am.
Yes, I felt pretty comfortable.
Truthfully.
Well, I was very relaxed in that.
Were you more comfortable at the D.C. or Baltimore Gay Pride Parade?
Probably at D.C. because Cheryl was there. Probably fit in. And if I said anything too stupid, she'd probably come in and
rescue
throw some
blood. How did the dress go over?
Fabulous.
Did you did you bring anybody with you to be on your entourage, your posse?
Yeah, I brought a couple of friends with me.
Friends.
Male?
Yeah.
They're both male.
Of course, it's a gay pride parade.
That's interesting.
How old are you, Matt?
23.
How does the average 23-year-old male, hetero, I'm assuming,
yes.
Well, except after these last two appearances.
Thanks for the
perhaps
clarification,
not.
By the way.
That is debatable.
How does one go about inviting one's friends to the gay pride parade?
Yeah. Alcohol and bribery.
Alcohol and bribery.
Yes.
What was the bribe?
Yeah.
I gave them money and kept feeding them shots all day.
Okay. All right. You said we'll just go up. It'll be fun. It'll be a goof.
Yeah.
All right.
At any point, did your friends get caught up and decide that they were actually going to be in the life?
That's funny.
No, but they both got hit on and they weren't too happy about that.
Really?
Yeah.
But no gay bashing or anything.
No
like
gay
that.
Bashing.
Now, you didn't bring homophobe friends, right?
Yeah, I brought one.
Now, why would you bring a homophobe?
I told him to tone it down a little bit.
What was his, do you think that his position, that's the only word I know, softened a little bit after attending Pride up in Baltimore?
It wasn't the only thing that softened.
Was it? Now, stop. Don't make jokes.
Come on now.
I'm asking you a legitimate question. Your homophobe friend, do you think he got a new perspective a little bit?
Yeah, he was fine.
He was fine?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it didn't change his mind.
Did you hear? Oh, he can't hear you. He's just giving me that creepy grin in here right now, which I have a little trouble dealing with.
Creepy or fetching?
I'm not sure.
I still can't get past this because we have a good community with a good relationship, with the gay community. Yeah. Why would you bring a homophobe to a gay pride parade?
He's not really a homophobe. He's just
dumb?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be it. Right. No, he was walking up, and he was just like, man, I swear to God, none of them better hit on me.
Oh, that's the standard. That's the standard thing. That's what guys.
At any point, Matt, did you think you would cure him?
Only with suppositories.
what does that even mean?
I don't know, but I liked it, just like I liked Yanni Norman.
So the other friend who is not a homophobe, how is he?
He was great.
Gay.
He was.
He spent his entire day trying to convert lesbians.
Oh, he did. Oh, see, that's a noble occupation,
exactly.
I think. You know, your friend seemed to have it a little bit better in perspective. Instead of the guy going, hey, I hope they don't. They better not hit on me. I'll kill them if they hit on me. Your friend. That's what you do at the gay pride parade. If you're a hetero, you try to flip lesbians.
Yeah,
it was a noble effort.
Yeah.
And I've not looked ahead here. Were you hit on?
Yeah, a little bit.
How many times?
A couple.
And do you think it's the dress that did it?
Absolutely.
I think it was what's inside the dress, Mike.
I'm curious, you know, the Gay Pride Parade in a certain area of Baltimore, did you drive right down to where the parade was and then change when you got to...
Or did you just follow your nose?
Did you go anywhere where it wasn't Gay Pride with the dress on?
Yes.
See, that's good. Yeah. That is a good... Where?
Well, we had to... Because it's all... They blocked off the road, like, in advance. So I had to park...
This is what I was hoping for.
I had to park a few blocks down the street, and I had the dress on underneath, and I had, like, some sweatpants and, like, a sweatshirt on over top of it.
Yeah.
So I had to get out of the car in the middle of Baltimore during an Orioles game with people all over the place.
There was an Orioles game there that
yeah,
day,
I think
too.
So.
Even better.
Change into the streets, and I had to walk, like, three blocks down Baltimore.
Like where baseball fans were?
Yeah.
And how did that go?
Oh, my God, did I get a lot of attention.
Really?
Everybody walking by just started laughing and pointing their fingers. At one point, I stopped at the front of a restaurant with a big plain glass window and just started waving at everybody, watched people spitting up food.
So you had a little liquid courage before you went there and did it?
Had a lot during.
Oh, really?
A lot.
All right, good.
How much did you have to drink, boy?
I don't know, five or six shooters.
Five or six shooters.
It wasn't that much, but well, I couldn't hold anything, so I just keep slamming them back.
Uh-huh. All right.
And
five or six shooters, you know what I call that?
What's that?
A nightcap.
How much time did you spend at the Gay Pride Parade?
A few hours.
Best time of your life?
Well, I have to compare it to last week, too. So.
There's one word you could use to describe the Gay Pride Parade. What word would that be?
Flaming.
Was it more flaming than the D.C. Pride Parade?
Actually, no. I think last week was a lot gayer.
Were there more lesbians than gay men at the Baltimore parade?
I would say it was the other way around. I think there were a lot more lesbians in D.C. than there were in Baltimore.
Okay.
Oh, good. I've heard both sets of tapes. How would you describe the mood of D.C. versus Baltimore? Because I got a definite feeling from listening to them.
That is a very intriguing question.
He's not which sure. You don't have an answer to.
Not a good one, apparently.
Right. This is like the kid that fails a class.
Why don't you just answer the question, Rob? Yeah. What was the answer?
I think a Baltimore breeds a tougher gay person.
Little more...
a lot more touchy-feely, that's for sure.
Little more militant?
Yeah, that's the way I felt. Okay. The
you can't spell assertive without ass.
That's true.
I mean, you can, but... No, you can't.
No,
you all right, Matt, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Matt.
That was a very... I hope the tape is better than that interview.
Really?
Just terrible.
God, he comes here with no energy at all. But you
and
hear
he just that dumb grin.
You hear him at the Gay Pride Parade. It's like someone put a piece of dynamite up his butt.
Yeah, he's more nervous around us than he is you know, when he's going up to the drag queens.
The next time he comes in the studio, I'll take my shirt off. And then he'll be comfortable.
Make the boy comfortable. And then he gives me that, you know, that grin. You know,
he likes,
that's a very intriguing question.
He, like all interns, he loves Mike O'Mara.
They all do.
Well, you know, I think his brain is softening because he's back there learning from Mr. Artinger. And one of the things he has learned is how to play that marble game.
Oh, Joe's video game?
Yes. Yeah. Isn't Matt playing that, too?
Yeah, and
yes.
Then sometimes he plays another stupid game. I wish he'd stick to marbles. That's
it's
how
like,
you excel.
It's like really the on-the-job training, you know, the intern that's like planning his career. Uh-huh. He's back there, and he's back there playing the video games.
I always thought that Joe was playing something akin to Tetris, but is it just like regular marbles?
No, it's marbles. It is Tetris-like. You have marbles, to connect anytime there is more than one of a certain color marble together,
uh-huh.
Click, and they go away. And then they fall down. You have to get rid of all the marbles.
Try to
if you
group
can.
The colors.
Joe is trying to lose his marble.
He loves that game. That's Joe's favorite game, right?
Yeah, he's addicted to it.
Mm-hmm.
He likes
Joe,
it.
Joe, you like that game? You play it here a lot?
I like that game, Don.
You play it here a lot, son?
More than I should.
That's the right answer. Thank you, Joe.
I need a 12-step program.
Yeah, he's addicted to it. Yeah.
Monday, Joe.
Joe, phones are ringing.
So they are.
There he is.
Hi, Joe.
Would you like to join me downtown this weekend? I'm going to Joe Pride.
Artinger Pride Parade.
All the Joes are going to be there.
It's going to be
all
fantastic.
Right, let's hear some more of Matt the Pollock in Baltimore. Uh-huh. As the Boinger Scale.
The Boinger Scale.
This is my wardrobe. Oh, my gosh. It must be the heels that belong to Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz.
What?
The actual ones or a replica? Yeah, the actual ones. They're pink. They're not... Actually, they're not even pink. They're white.
How's your gaydar?
My gaydar? It's pretty good right now. On the Boinger scale.
How do you spot a gay?
There's a boinger thing that goes on.
What celebrities do you think might be gay?
What celebrities do I think? Oh, I hope George Clooney.
What is the gayest sport and why?
The gayest rugby, it has to be because they have big thighs.
You like that in a guy, big thighs?
Ask Robert some questions.
Robert, what's the gayest sport and why?
Robert the mailman.
I would say football.
What's the gayest animal and why?
My gayest animal?
The gorillas, because they eat bananas.
Who do you think is gayer, Don or Mike?
I think they're both closet queens.
Well, he was right about that.
Spot on with that comment.
All right, now, this one says Matt gets a fashion lesson and gets hit on.
Huh.
Who are you wearing?
Jackson and Mildew.
Yeah.
We make our own.
That just grossed me out for some reason. Wow. Jackson and Mildew.
Yeah, me too.
Gay.
I'm Jackson and he's Mildew.
That just sounded odd, didn't
it? Own outfits.
Yeah, do you? And they look fabulous, by the
Thank
way.
You kindly.
Do me a favor, just explain a little bit about what you're wearing right now. Describe your outfit.
It's kind of Japanese goth chic. Yeah.
It's four scarves sewn together.
Yeah. It's scarves sewn together. This is a tie back for drapery. This is two wigs and two bags of hair. And then some delicious shoes.
I understand exactly what Rob was saying about the mood. The mood is slightly understated. It's a little less, I don't want to say it's hostile.
You know,
but
it
is not
like?
Nearly as like, hey, we're just, but that might be the Cheryl factor as
they're
well.
They're a little more organized. I think they want to just speak. This is what I'm, the people in the Baltimore Gay Pride Parade.
Mm-hmm.
They come strong with their opinions to the microphone.
Little edgier.
Yeah, it's like almost like the D.C. Gay Pride is like cotton candy, and this is like taffy. This is a little more intense.
A little chewier?
Yeah, a little bit.
Interesting. That's kind of a gay reference right there.
I was trying to keep it in the mood. I wanted Matt to understand.
Why
you understand,
is
this, Matt?
Why is the taffy so salty? I mean, I know it's saltwater taffy.
Chewy and salty.
Do you like the nugget or the shaft? The shaft of taffy.
God.
Wow. I've never heard taffy called shaft.
Well, I was just imagining, you know, they have the two shapes of taffy that you buy at the boardwalk.
I think the next gay pride parade, we send you and Matt there.
I think later on in the back room, we're going to have a gay pride parade. Come on back.
Where's my shaft of taffy?
I'd like a shaft of taffy, please. Mmm.
Delicious. Excuse me. You mean you want a penis of taffy?
You going to eat all your taffy?
And you? Vintage bathing suit from the 70s. Two wigs, two bags of hair.
Two bags of hair.
What is the two wigs? Matt, what is the two wigs and two bags of hair? What does that mean?
Matt? It was like wig upon wig. It was just lots of hair. It was just stacked up. They look like...
So this, but what were they doing with the wigs and hair? I don't get it.
Was it one wig stacked on top of another wig?
With a floral arrangement stacked on top of that. There were like fake flowers just piled on top of this dude's head.
And was the guy wearing a bikini?
Yeah.
Really?
Was he? It was a little onesie.
Was he hot?
No.
A onesie.
Come on, Matt.
Oh, like Borat? Did it leave nothing to the imagination? Did it leave nothing to the imagination?
On a guy, it left a lot to the imagination.
Now, what I'm saying is, Matt, come on, Matt, try to focus.
All right, lean on me.
Could you see his genitals?
Uh-huh. No. He had some like leotards on underneath the bathing suit. Also.
All right. Okay. Beautiful.
He's dressed in layers.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, baby. All
right. See ya. Bye-bye.
Thank you, dummy.
Make note that Mike has officially started to shift. We have a seismic shift.
Yeah, you identified the moment, did you?
Did you feel that? You know what that was? That was a 2.1. That was a slight shift, Mike against Matt the intern.
Pre-shot. Just a pre-shot.
Lots of flowers.
A wonderful floral arrangement. And what about your outfit?
Kitchen curtains. Because I'm Trailer Trish.
Because you're Trailer Trash?
Yeah.
Okay, how gay are you?
Incredibly gay. This is my husband.
We just got married in September.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
What do you think of my outfit? Do you like my pretty dress?
I think it's very nice. It's
very
festive.
Cute. It's a summer. So it's nice summer. And light.
Breathable.
Yeah, it does breathe. Yes.
I have on bigger shoes, though.
I guess really the problem I'm having with this, and it's not a problem, and I'm not saying this to bust balls.
Right.
When the tape gets going, unless it's Matt saying, do you like my dress, I really have a problem picking his voice out.
Hard to do.
From the other voices because he's so
relaxed and comfortable.
Excited.
And excited.
Yes.
Combination of relaxed, comfortable, and excited at the same time.
Friendly.
I mean, he certainly doesn't sound like the same dullard that you and I are trying to speak to here.
No, he's very, very in control.
And I'm there listening going, which guy is which, until he finally says, do you like my dress?
I think what the common thread might be, especially in this interview, is the alcohol. Yeah. I think they are all blottoed.
Bigger shoes, you think? The sandals don't work for me?
Well, no, you're about the same height as I am. So I find that little, shorter people like ourselves get overlooked. So then, you know, the bigger the shoe.
How big are your shoes exactly? How many inches is that?
I would say a total like 7 inches.
How's your gaydar?
Pretty damn good.
And how do you spot a gay?
You could just tell. The gaydar tells you.
What's the gayest sport and why?
Synchronized swimming. Hello.
Synchronized swimming? Why not?
It's pretty gay.
Yeah. Ice skating?
I love it.
Ice skating because of the tights. Yeah.
Synchronized.
Pitcher or catcher?
What was that?
Pitcher or catcher?
Tell you what, this music is sure turning me on.
Oh, man, the thump, thump, thump.
I don't care if you're gay, straight, or somewhere in between.
There's nothing like that pulsing rhythm.
That's all I'm saying. Hello.
Hi. What do you think?
You want to find out? Come on, honey.
Oh, there's a hit.
Would you sing me a show tune?
Oh, let me back that up there.
That's the first official Matt. I think that's your first official hit on.
And they refer to him as Matt.
Yes.
Hi. What do you think?
You want to find out? Come on, honey. Would you sing me a show tune?
It's kind of interesting when it gets right down to that. That's when we are confronted with the little issues that all heteros have, because you realize that's a pretty direct come on right there. And all of a sudden, everybody just kind of shifts. You know, we're sitting there having a good time, and all of a sudden, you hear that.
What do you think?
You want to find out? Come on, honey.
Want to find out? Come on home.
Me.
Me.
Everybody likes that.
Yeah, ice skating.
I love it.
Ice skating because of the tights.
Yeah. Pitcher or catcher?
What was that?
Pitcher or catcher? That's all I'm saying. Hello.
Hi. What do you think?
You want to find out? Come on, honey. Would you sing me a...
And wouldn't it be great, then, if they just dragged him into an alley?
And you hear, sure. You hear Matt say, sure.
Leave the tape recorder on.
Yes. Buzz. That's good, Buzz. That's a good tip in there. Leave the tape recorder on.
You just hear Matt going, ow!
Show tune. No.
We don't know.
Please. You don't know any?
No, we're not that gay.
No. You're not that gay.
Oh, no, we're
just dress it, we're drag, different. Make your own outfit gay. Totally different kind of gays.
But look at our drag compared to the other female impersonating.
This is very creative and inventive, I must say.
Wow, he sounded very gay there.
He sure does.
Look at the surroundings, I'm sure.
All right, let's hear one more before break. This is...
Just incidentally, if he is gay, I hope he just admits it to us.
Matt laughing with gay black men.
Okay.
Huh. Yes. Mind if I ask you some questions for CBS Radio?
Sure, go ahead.
Hey, come on over here.
Even though it's no camera. Ready. Okay.
All right, who are you wearing?
I'm wearing volunteer shirt.
That's a man, baby?
Apparently so.
Hey, Matt, that's a man?
Yeah.
What?
Extremely flaming.
All right.
Okay.
I'm also wearing Levi jeans and some Nike Dunks with a Chanel chain from the Chanel store and Dolce & Gabbana glasses.
Very stylish.
And this is crazy. Is this real?
Yeah. What do you think about my outfit?
It's kind. It's kind.
Do I look pretty in a dress?
Yes. Yeah. All the time.
Did he say it's kind?
It's kind.
I like that.
Yeah.
I might steal that.
It's kind.
I didn't like this shirt. It's kind.
It's kind.
It's kind.
How gay are you?
I'm gay enough. You know, I'm really gay.
What's the gayest thing you've seen here today?
The drag queens. They're really gay.
That really does not sound like a man.
No.
Of course not.
Well, I know.
But I believe it is.
Kind of the point, I guess.
Yeah. Sure.
Who do you think is gayer, Don or Mike?
Oh, this is another segment. Who do you think is gayer?
Who do you think is gayer, Don or Mike?
Oh, well, there's no difference. They're both queens.
Which one do you think is the pitcher?
You know, that's the second Don time people have said Don's queens pitcher. About us.
Huh.
Queens.
What's up with that?
Maybe that's how we're thought of in the gay community in Baltimore.
Good old Queens. I like that.
I
always like that term.
It's fine.
It's a compliment.
Thank you.
Who do you think is gayer, Don or Mike?
Oh, well, there's no difference. They're both queens.
Which one do you think is the pitcher?
I'm here for
Don.
Don's a pitcher?
Don's a pitcher. My catcher.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you!
Well, this week.
Come on now. One's definitely on all fours, and that one's behind tagging it. Okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
These, take me with you, Gay Pride Parade.
These gays are roughies.
Yes. Yeah. It's a tougher element for Matt.
When we come back, I know, we'll cut right to the one that says, Matt discusses, I thought it was homophobia. It says hobophobia.
Ah.
Hobophobia.
That's really different.
What?
They meant homophobia.
They met
they meant it, but it came out wrong.
Oh, they meant homophobia, but they said hobophobia?
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. We're all just a little uncomfortable right now.
And yet not.
Shall I keep Matt?
And you know what I think about that discomfort?
What's that, Mike?
I find it delicious.
Shall I keep Matt in the other room?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Please, and I don't even want to see that stare again.
No, you know what? Chain him to the tree outside.
Chain him.
During the commercial break.
Chain him. There's not an electrical storm, though.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.